Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and thanks to those joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed tonight as we will weave scripture into today's news, starting in Isaiah. But first, let us bless the Lord.
We do bless you, Abba Father, our El Shaddai. And we pray blessings upon the listeners tonight. May your word be forever in our hearts and on our lips, and give us understanding ears to hear what your spirit is saying to the churches. We ask that you hear your servants' prayers, especially for the salvation of all our loved ones. We pray good counsel for all our leaders, and may your mercy endure forever. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. We want to open up the program this week with some amazing scriptures written thousands of years ago. However, certainly applies to what's happening today, big time. So, let's begin in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18.
Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as with a cart rope.
In other words, their grievous sin is displayed as vanity. They are proud of it and even put it on exhibit as in a parade. Have you ever seen the gay parades that we should be calling the Sodomites on display parade?
Yes, disgusting.
Now, as long as there's been a devil, there's been homosexuality. But since America was founded on godly principles, it was much less known, as in their secret closet, and in some states was against the law.
Boy, have things changed.
It's mind-boggling, but understandable since we know prophecy. Then we see in verse 19 how the sinners essentially bait God and chant, saying that if there is a God, well, let him do something about it. Oh, but that time is coming in the last day, as verse 30 tells us. But now let's read an often quoted verse, and I quote it a lot, that has never been truer till this last generation. And that's in verse 20.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Most everything is upside down and turned around. Mm-hmm. Then in verse 21 and 22, God, through Isaiah, scolds those who think they are wise in their own eyes, and woe to them who overindulges in strong drink. But let's read verse 23.
Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man?
You know, I think of those poor souls arrested on January 6th last year and held in custody for a long time, even a year or more, spending a lot of money on lawyers' fees and fines. And some are still locked up, waiting for their hearings. Although, here's a little good news. I did read that one of the defense attorneys did file a motion on May 5th in federal court in Washington that listed 80 people that could be government agents, as in the FBI or leftist provocateurs, involved on January 6th.
Well, we know that to be true.
Yeah, but nothing happened to all those rioters in 2020 who did a lot of vandalizing and burned down stores and looted, and, well, we all saw the damage. And nothing happened because of bribery. I think of Jewish-born globalist George Soros with his big money bribes that actually does take away justice. He buys off the DAs and some judges and governors, and is really brought out by Isaiah in verse 23. And I just think, honey, we should read that again.
Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man.
Let me say this. If anyone tells you the Old Testament isn't for today, I think you should read them Isaiah 5. But God's justice is coming, as we read in verse 24.
Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
The unrighteous do despise the word of God.
For sure.
Even though they occasionally quote it, totally out of context, to appease the nominal Christians. But we have a lot more prophetic news. But first, honey, can you let our newer listeners know how they can connect with us?
You can read the many newsletters or listen to any previous programs on our webpage, shofarministries.net. You can also send us your end-time questions or comments by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And please know how much we truly appreciate your love offerings, which can also be made through our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Okay, another end-time sign is this transgenderism, which is a huge abomination to our Creator, and they're especially pushing it on our young children. What's that scripture Jesus said about children in Luke 17?
It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, then that he should cause one of these little ones to sin.
And that is what's happening, especially in some public schools. Thank the Lord that the age of accountability is 20, and if you missed that program, check our archives.
From 2 weeks ago, May 3rd, I believe.
Oh, that's right. Anyhow, did anyone see the recent ad campaign from Calvin Klein that pictures a biological woman turned man wearing a beard, but also with a huge pregnant belly? And yes, she, who identifies as a he, is really pregnant. You could also see her breasts have been removed in the disgusting photo series.
Her partner is also a transgender man.
Right, but who identifies as a woman. So you can see how the pregnancy happens, but they say it proves that men can have babies.
Oh, it's just so ridiculous.
Crazy. It's demonic upside-down insanity.
And is the latest hot new trend.
I know. With our children being directly targeted by this agenda. And pity the poor soul who refuses to go along with this game of dress-up or uses the wrong pronouns.
You could be charged with a hate crime.
No joke. All this sexual deviancy has been specifically designed by the LGBTQP+ mafia to indoctrinate and lure young people into sexual activity and gender confusion at the youngest of ages. Some of the big players include the Human Rights Campaign and, of course, the taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood.
And even the Walt Disney Corporation.
All right. And by the way, they have a whole month dedicated to celebrating Gay Pride, which is next month.
And another, I think, in October.
And parents who desire to protect their kids from these predators are labeled domestic terrorists.
That's true.
And as Isaiah said, no justice for the righteous, and is a form of persecution. As Jesus said, would happen definitely in the end days.
Matthew 24.
But he also said to rejoice when persecuted, for your reward will be greater.
Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12.
So everything evil that's happening is all part of the plan for a new world order.
With a one world leader.
And on the horizon is the death of the U.S. dollar and the need for a one world cashless digital currency. It's all happening just as prophecy said it would. And I can't say this enough. We really are privileged to be alive at such a time as this.
We are.
You know, God has given us all the tools, especially today, that we need to evangelize.
Well, that's why we're still here.
You bet it. And he gives us the signs. He's allowing these signs so that it will spark the hearts, and many are already prepared to receive the message. We just have to be obedient and spread the good news, to include, of course, Luke 21, verse 36, that we will escape the worst of it. Just choose to believe and accept his free gift of salvation. Amen. Okay, continuing on the last day signs, there are many scriptural references to sodomy, as in the days of Lot. And as in Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the last days.
Luke 17.
And listen to this. We have a recent statement from the Jesuit Pope Francis that fits in very well today. Pope Francis recently responded to a letter written to him by a homosexual at Outreach Faith, which is a pro-sodomy Roman Catholic website devoted to advancing sexual immorality within the Catholic Church. The Outreach's James Martin sent the Pope a handwritten letter asking about gay Catholics, and the Pope responded to him with utmost affirmation. Honey, read that headline from the Dissenter News.
Pope Francis tells LGBTQ Catholics that they are God's children and God will not disown them.
So there you have more confirmation about the Pope. Just like Jeremiah 23 describes their leaders.
They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me, and her inhabitants like Gomorrah.
Wow, exactly. Not just the Pope, but other church leaders too. They are strengthening the hands of evil doers. I could not have said it better. Okay, honey, how about reading 2 Peter 2, verse 6?
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly.
Yes, for an example to those engaging in this terrible lifestyle. Now let's read more in Peter. Continue in verse 7.
And he delivered righteous Lot, who was opposed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. By the filthy conduct of the wicked. Sorry about that.
God calls them wicked, by the way. And these are not my words. They're God's words.
For that righteous one dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds.
The righteous ones. That's us today who must live amongst the wicked and to have to look, for instance, at the drag queens reading stories to our children and many other examples. But yes, it is tormenting to my spirit. But praise the Lord. Now listen to what he says in verse 9.
The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to resolve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment.
To reserve the unjust. And that's what he's going to do. The word for temptations has many applications, as in afflictions, adversities, etc. Perhaps can also apply to tribulation, as in the tribulation, because contextually he does say he reserves the unjust under punishment or in hell until the final great day of judgment of the unrighteous, which occurs at the great white throne judgment at the end of the millennial kingdom.
Just before eternity, Revelation 20.
He will deliver us from the worst of it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a comment about Ezekiel 38.
Yes, because we have been talking about the war in Ukraine on a pretty weekly basis. And depending on who you talk to, some say Russia will gain the eastern region of Donbas, and some say they're losing the war altogether, along with a lot of soldiers, many generals, and much equipment. Again, the main position of the global elite, who really are calling the shots, insist on no peace deal, and instead to remove Putin as its leader because he's not a globalist and will not join the New World Order. So then the globalists will replace Putin with their own globalist-minded puppet.
As they did a few years ago in Ukraine with Zelensky.
Yes, he is bought and paid for.
And very protected.
As are many others, including Biden, and they will never let Trump win again. I'm actually surprised he's still alive, to be honest. And something will happen, so to stop normal voting with probably another pandemic that Bill Gates is predicting. Do you have that quote?
I don't want to be a voice of doom and gloom, but the worst could still be ahead.
As you know, they often tell us ahead of time what will probably happen.
Because they make it happen.
Right. So to say, I told you so. I mean, can you believe the magazine named Christianity Today called Bill Gates a Christian? Well, I can tell you name only, that's for sure. Along with Pelosi and Biden, who has a new name for us now. We're called the Ultra Magas. Does he even know that that's a good thing? Anyhow, I said all that because of the coming tribulation war of Gog and Magog, where the country furthest north of Israel, called Russia today, will play a big role in attacking Israel.
And Putin is not likely that man.
Yeah, I think not. I think it will be a new leader possessed by Gog, which is just a synonym name for Satan. And by the way, as a side note here, Satan will be released from his Revelation 19 prison chains at the end of the millennial kingdom in Revelation 20 for his last hurrah, which he loses and then is forever destroyed by fire directly from heaven.
Then comes the great white throne judgment.
Yes, of all the unrighteous. And then, hallelujah, the new Jerusalem descends to earth with God the Father himself, who joins his righteous ones.
It's heaven on earth for all eternity.
Amen. Oh, and I can assure you, he has more plans coming for us that, as of yet, we just are not privy to. Exciting, glorious times are ahead for all believers. In the meantime, before the rapture, we will get through any hard times, for he is with us.
Well, you know, we're beginning to see food shortages.
Well, we will see the foreshadows of a devastating famine prophesied in Revelation 6, and the stage is being set for that right now, with the globalists and China buying up huge amounts of farmland, and soon farmers will be willing to forego much of it, just over the lack of fertilizer. That's hard to get due to the war and rushing up cargo ships in the sea. We already have inflation to deal with and scarce baby formula.
You know, by the way, goat's milk is a good substitute.
Right, which our adopted granddaughter was on for a year because it's a healthier choice. But we now know that thousands of pallets of formula are sitting at our southern border, where our own patrol agents have been instructed not to take any formula home, even for their own children. Biden needs to drop all the trade barriers that hinder our imports, as from Canada and Europe. But other food shortages are beginning too, which reminds me of Klaus Schwab's buddy and still living globalist and war criminal, Henry Kissinger, who said,
"Control oil and you control nations. Control food and you control the people."
And that's happening. And right now, it's a man is creating this, by the way, and he's inspired by Satan, who is the destroyer of anything good. And America was a thriving nation under Trump. Look at what's happened in a year and a half. Have you read some of the pro-abortion signs paraded in front of the Supreme Court and the conservative justices' houses?
Very sick. What is Israel's position on abortion?
Well, they do about 20,000 a year, and their health minister, Horowitz, did respond to the Roe versus Wade uproar here in America. Maybe you could read that quote.
If the U.S. Supreme Court sends the leadership of the free world back 50 years, it would be a fatal blow to human rights. Israel is moving forward and updating the antiquated procedures in the health ministry that were intended to prevent women from choosing. We are putting the decision in their hands. It is obvious in a modern progressive society that a woman should be able to decide unhindered by anyone else to discard her unborn child.
Disgusting. And like Biden, he called it a child, not a fetus. It's just so horrific. Again, judgment must come to stop all these atrocities. I must add what I recently found out about a new treaty Biden wants to make with the World Health Organization, the WHO, that would play a big part in this coming primary elections. We've been saying they will do something and are now working to give the WHO the power to unilaterally declare a health emergency in any country, thereby giving them emergency powers to call the shots. Another lockdown, maybe? Michelle Bachmann says it would be the biggest global power grab in our lifetimes. And that the coming vote in Geneva, which is next week, by the way, would surrender U.S. sovereignty to the WHO over national health care decisions. Mandatory lockdowns would make mail-in voting happen all over again. Is the rapture close? Most assuredly. How will they explain our disappearance? Like I've said for many years, maybe UFO abductions. Well, how fitting that this week begins congressional hearings on the UFO phenomenon, of which 140 reliable sightings occurred in just 1 year, with some abductions, which will be discussed. So how about that? Maybe we're leaving this year, or maybe next year, but it's coming, saints. So stay strong, pass your tests, and praise Him in all things, and count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience and more rewards. And that's a good thing. Now, if you're listening right now and have never really made Jesus Lord over your life, now is the time. Get on your knees. Repent for waiting so long. Accept Him as your only Savior and invite Him into your heart. Then, and this is important, saturate yourself with His Word, starting in John's Gospel. Remember, Jesus totally paid your debt for all your sins. So make Him your Lord, unless you'd rather pay for your sins yourself. In hell, I might add. But again, it's always your choice. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from Numbers 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, that precious shalom. Till then, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her will prosper. Talk to your neighbors this week. Till next time, shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.